Why, you should write them and tell them we need them to be here in order to do our, to attend our business.
I don't know that everybody's going to their emails, so I'm gonna call the three of them here in a minute.
Well, I'm gonna show up.
All right. I'd like to call the cultural committee meeting to order, April 4, 2017. Time is 2:58 PM. Roll call, please.
Congressman Tillman?
Here.
Congressman Maker?
Here.
Congresswoman Bufflohead?
Present.
Congressman Hamilton?
Here.
Congressman Shaw?
Here.
On this committee.
Are you on the committee?
Speaker Pratt?
Call my name, I am here.
He's the alternate.
He's the alternate.
Roper. Next is Prater.
Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you today and we just ask that you help guide us as we go about the work for the OSH people and the cultural committee. We ask that you look down upon all of our OSHs wherever they may be. All these things we pray in your name. Amen.
Thank you. Next is approval of minutes. There were the minutes for December 27th.
Beauty and the Beast show?
I've done that. Motion to approve the minutes.
I have a question real quick. We called the order at 2:28 and then we have an arrival at 12:29. Are we gonna assume that was 2:29? Can you correct that? Note that, Dana? Under prayer and arrival at 2:29, we can be at 2:28. It says 12:29. Yes.
As needed.
All right, all those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes.
Any opposed, say no. Okay, motion approved as amended. Next, consideration of OSA 1740, an act to establish a museum collection fund and to establish an alternate effective date. Sponsored by Congressman Edwards. You have the floor.
Thank you. You know, for a long, long time, the Tribal Museum has been the focal point of gathering for Osages with respect to the arts. So you'll often see a book club meeting there, or a book reading there, or a book signing there, or more frequently now, new art exhibits. And it's kind of, to me, it's the cultural center of the campus. And it's been neglected forever. I remember in 94 being on the board and hearing, you know, we just don't treat our collection correctly, and as a result, we are letting it diminish. We aren't able to repatriate any of the things that we might be able to otherwise repatriate, and we're not being good stewards of these things that are left to us. So I've thought for 10 years that we would hear that there was a movement afoot to include an addition to the museum, either contiguous to the museum or somewhere else on campus, and was really disappointed when this campus plan came out that really wasn't ever, I've been looking for some legislation that shows what was adopted, and I didn't see any, so somebody can correct me, but I don't think we ever decided and prioritized how we were going to conduct this plan. Be that as it may, we have built two buildings. We've been starting to add on some other things, and so I wanted an opportunity to start putting some money back to utilize as a matching fund or otherwise keep it out of the hands of people like me who want to utilize those funds for something else. And so that's what this does. It establishes a museum fund. The idea is to put money away in it, not do anything to it until there's a plan, but the restriction is that it's for helping to preserve the collection and adding on some space for display of the collection. I have some documentation that I want to submit in support of this bill. I will file it in, but I will let you know that this comes from Holly Winter, the curator of the museum. On average, the museum can exhibit between 2% and 4% of a collection at any given time. Objects on display at the museum right now are in the front gallery, 264 objects, in the temporary gallery, 73 objects, for a total of 337 items that can be displayed at this point. They have, in addition to that being 2% or 4% of the collection, they have over 4,000 photographs that are available for viewing. Those images are duplicates of the original. They have 4,065 photographs cataloged. They have 1,754 objects in the permanent collection. And from 2015 to the present, they have 1,281 purchases or donations of objects. So while they're doing their part to collect additional items, we aren't really doing our part to provide a place for them to be displayed and for the public to get to look at them. Currently, 4.75% of the objects in our possession are on display. Now, let's see the visitors. I ask about how many visitors attend, come to the museum every year that sign in. In 2005, there were 2,557 visitors. That number decreased in 2006, but by 2007, there was 3,102 visitors. It was up in 2010 to 5,201 visitors, and last year, 5,530 visitors. So it is a place that Osages and other community members and out-of-towners visit, and it's important to me, it seems, that we adequately preserve and present our collection. The bill, does anybody have any questions about the bill?
Congressman Shaw.
I'm just looking at this language here where it says that the it's under findings or purposes to provide the museum with money for gallery space and storage of collection items. Would it be planned that would include construction of a new museum or a storage building?
Yes, it contemplates an add-on, either an add-on to the current museum, which I would think would probably be the preferred thing, because there's some history that's involved in that museum, or a standalone, but it's going to require a few things. We need to see what the master plan contemplates. We need to contemplate it in the master plan. I mean, aren't I right, RJ, in saying that there's no provision for either a new museum or an add-on to the museum in those drawings that I saw?
Congressman Walker.
I asked just recently, and there is, I don't want to say to what extent or how in depth, but there is a set aside as far as, there's an identified space for the museum, and it's basically right on the other side of where the existing one is.
Okay. But I think we need to get that set. We need to get that set in legislation or in some sort of expression by the bodies of that's what we want to do, because it's not up to me to decide that. It's up to the Congress and the chief to decide it.
I'm sorry, I think Congress, did Jordan have your hand up? Okay.
Before who?
Before Otto just now.
I'll refer to Otto.
Okay, I remember, sorry. Go ahead, Otto.
I remember something of a museum getting awarded a new assessment. Does that come into play here? Has it been considered? Or?
A new assessment?
It's called a map assessment.
Yeah, a map assessment.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it could come into play. What do you mean?
I don't know what the assessment looks like or what it's about, but I know it was a museum assessment and they bragged about being one of the few museums to receive one, I believe. Because I think this was over a year ago.
Yeah. And they are, I just had a conversation with her not long ago about this, and it's to an assessment that's, that they come in and sort of, much like the court's assessment, as they come in and assess it and identify things at the museum in order to help them move towards accreditation. So they are in the middle of this right now. So
I would have to believe that not being able to properly take care of your collections could be a big no-no.
Well, I know that she said, because I think we had a conversation about like where she was headed, and she said that that's, and then talking about an upcoming strategic plan, she wanted to move towards a strategic plan. And so I asked her a little bit about that, and she stated that for right now, she's focusing on, I think, things that were identified in the assessment, and that a little bit down the line, the strategic plan, they would move forward with that. So my question would be, have you spoken with the museum director?
Yeah, that's where I got all this information from. And all those things...
But all this information being what?
What I just read to you.
The museum visits?
The museum visits and the information on how many items were in the collection, all the information I just gave you.
Right, but I'm saying, okay, because we don't have anything to look at.
I know, I told you I was going to
file. I understand that, but I know that some people are pretty wanting to look at it beforehand so we can know what we're discussing at the table,
was emailed to me about at 2:53 p.m.
Okay. I think you'd be jumping up and down if we were to do that.
Yeah, I'd be jumping up and down. I am jumping up and down. You tell me why I got information that I asked for on March 11th today. But other than that...
Well, so I guess meaning, I understand you've gotten information and we can take the time to review that, but I'm saying is... Again, my conversation with her stated, you know, she would be getting to a strategic plan a little bit down the line. So is this specific, what you're asking for in this bill, something that she is in favor of, or the executive branch in favor of?
The highest elected official of our nation, the principal chief, he's definitely in favor of it. I can't imagine that the curator of the Osage Nation Museum would not be in favor of getting a facility that satisfied the needs and met the strategic plan, apparently some that hasn't been undertaken yet. But that doesn't diminish this, which is start to save some money so that when you get to the point that you can build something, you have some money set back for it.
Right, I don't disagree with that. I was just asking if this is something that you would like to see happen, or if
She didn't come up with it. No, she didn't come over here and ask me to please put a bill in to start saving money. Just like she didn't come last year and ask me to please appropriate some money to the museum for adequate lighting. And no, I observe, and I feel like it's my job as a member of the Congress to notice the things that impact as many Osages as possible, and so looking at those numbers and knowing that that's an impact on a lot of the Osage member public, I think that started, this is the beginning of a start of saving some money for that goal.
Congresswoman Buffalo?
Well, I would like to hear from the executive on this directly. It's not that I'm against the museum. I just have some concern with big projects of this size. And is it, is that the priority list is really what I'm referring to of where does this rank in the scheme of things for how we serve the Osage people and what the greatest needs are. It's hard for me to not think about the census act that I have filed and wondering that that will tell us what some of our needs are as a nation and who we're serving. I have been going to that museum since I was a little girl with my grandma, and actually those are some of the fondest memories that I have. I office in an area where I'm able to look out the window and see different Osages that are coming up here to the campus for the first time or maybe the fifth time, and looking at how happy they are to go in and how they smile and laugh coming out, and I know that they've enjoyed what they're seeing. I go over there still regularly. I just would rather wait to get more information if we can get it out of that census act to see what our real needs are right now, because if I had to pick between expanding the museum or making sure that we have dollars and cents for our elders or youth when it comes to health care and education, I would prefer to put the money there. Or if we needed more money for things like the battered women's shelter, we have that project coming up that they're building for that. So I know you're tired of waiting on it. I get that. You've been waiting a long time to see more happen over there. I know how committed you are to the arts. And it's not that I'm against it. I just don't know right now.
I'm not asking you to move on this today, this week, this session. But I'm asking you to start thinking about it, because as you can see, people are, and maybe the constituents don't realize this, but people are looking underneath every rock for any kind of money we can find. I just heard a discussion about, hey, it looks like we didn't account for this amount of money. Can we spend it? It's like, no, it goes back into the retained revenue fund. You can't spend it.
And I agree with that. The other concern that I had is, if we talk about the museum going bigger, we're talking about more staff members, and we're the first branch that jumps all over, you know, are we growing government too much? And so when is it okay? Is it okay when Congress says to grow government? Is that okay? I don't want to, we sit over here and we criticize that. We question when we grow government too much. And I see the expansion and I just think, well, if we're gonna expand, we'd have to add more positions. And then what? Then are we gonna complain that there's more positions? We're not gonna complain because it's something we championed. These are just little things that I'm initially thinking about.
I don't know that necessarily expanding, putting another gallery into the museum or making a better storage spot would necessarily require.
But we don't know that it wouldn't.
No, but I will tell you that I believe that there's been two or three positions added over there in the last couple of years. So, you know, I didn't, not anything that I had to do with it other than to say, I guess, okay. I will get you a letter. Do you want a letter from the chief, or you want the chief to come over and talk to you about it? Because I talked to him about it twice in the last week, including today. So I can ask him to come attend the meeting if that's what you want. Otherwise, I can get a letter of support.
I'll be he's going to put this at the top of his priority over immersion and everything else.
Well, I don't know that he's, I don't know that he said that, but...
Well, I don't know that he said that either, but what I hear out of executive is, yes, I support it, yes, I support it, yes, I support it, to all these different things, and I'm sitting here thinking, we're the purse strings, and I know for a fact, every one of us supports all of these great things, but the bottom line is we don't always have the dollars and cents to back it up. There's my concern.
I agree with you, and that's why I've never liked the race to the podium.
Okay, I've taken over the co-chair responsibilities while Chairman Fred had to step outside, so I'm just going to make...
Yes, I have a question about your list of artifacts and things that... Did we, years ago, we were waiting for official inventory done on all of our things in the museum. Was it ever done? According to your list?
No. I'm just giving you a list that came from the curator about objects in the collection. My recollection is that there is a OFPR report that talks about that.
Right.
So an actual inventory, if you want me to go try to find one for you, which kind of doesn't have, might not be that relevant to setting aside money to properly store the collection we have, but I certainly wouldn't mind facilitating getting that for you if I could.
Well, I was just concerned when you were reading off that list of items, I thought, well, maybe we finally got that inventory list done where we can get insurance over there. Is the building in? At that time, you couldn't get an issue because we couldn't get a price of the value of all the artifacts. As I recall,
discussion. It's not 2012, I think.
I know, it's been a long time. But I'm just wondering if we can make sure.
I'm here to talk about the museum collection fund.
That money could go towards the insurance.
That's not my issue.
We can direct some of that money to go to insure our I withdraw my statement.
Okay.
I direct you to Kelly. My recollection is that was a Kelly Corbin question.
Which was like 5 years ago, and we was already waiting 10 years. Which makes 15 years.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. I'm looking at some logistics here to what happens when you establish a fund, for that matter, in this case, museum fund. I realize this bill is just to establish the fund, but it's hard to ignore the fact that there's what could be considered a companion bill for $2.5 million. But even if it were $1 million, it's, let's just say, for a project that's going to be in excess of $1 million or appropriations in excess of $1 million for a prime purpose, to go to another fund, to appropriate money out of this fund would require a simple majority. I do know that the appropriation to fund it initially, its companion bill, is requested from the retained revenue fund, which requires 8 votes. You know, in a time of fiscal conservatism, and I tend to want to call it fiscal austerity, is what we should be doing, save and spend as though we've got a budget shortfall, trying to save money to address a budget shortfall comes, is that you keep your money in the most conservative vehicle you have. Right now, that's the retained revenue fund. I would rather appropriate for projects related to the museum fund out of the retained revenue fund based on the merits and require a more stringent supermajority to expend those monies. Right now, I just don't think we have money to appropriate those amounts in separate funds. That's just a fiscal reality that we have right now. That's really unrelated directly to the merits. I mean, there are some merits of other bills and appropriation requests that perhaps rise to the level that need to be appropriated now. Each congressperson has to decide whether they think where those merits are of those bills. I guess my own feeling is that to establish a fund, you're setting the wheels in motion to fund it in the near future. I don't see it sitting empty for several years. I think whenever the Congress is ready to fund it, that's the time to do that. Is the Congress ready to fund it? Don't know. We find out from that other bill, but I'm not ready to fund it right now. I don't want to get a gut feeling from my colleagues whether they're ready to. It's at the the amount requested or some fraction of that amount, but I'd rather it be decided by a supermajority right now until we get some money put away to address budget shortfall or revenue shortfall.
Congresswoman Evans.
So then is your idea that we will borrow the money to do this? Because we will never be able at any point from here going forward, based on the vote today, and as you pointed out, the purchase of a $74 million ranch, we in the foreseeable future will never have $2 million to undertake any project without setting aside $200,000 here, $400,000 there, $500,000 there, $1 million there. We're going to have to do that over an extended period of time in order to get enough money to do any kind of capital building project, unless we borrow the money. At least that's the way I see it. Do you think we're going to be able to do that?
What I see, and what I'm talking myself and from my experience in the Appropriations Committee, this has not been a vote that's been passed or agreed upon by majority on our committee yet, we're not there yet, is that I thought we should save 3 to 6 months of revenue equal to what we get from gaming, which is anywhere from $10 to $20 million, and do our very level best to set that amount aside before we undertake any appropriations unless they're just critical to ongoing operations or are needed to fulfill a constitutional mandate. And I say fulfill constitutional mandate, not just mandate, not just add to it. So how long is it going to be to get to say even $12 million? How long is that going to be? Well, we're going to probably start with, we don't know what all our projections would be. We'd like to think that at the end of this year we may have as much as $4, maybe even $5 million. Although if we spend out of the retained revenue fund, it's not going to be quite as much. So we're almost halfway there because we had to jump start at $2.9 million from the FY15 unobligated funds. So I'd like to get at least $10 or $12 million to make before we start trying to appropriate for large items like this. Now there are going to be some exceptions to that. We're going to be faced with the Osage War Memorial, which is in excess of $1 million, and there's going to be some other appropriations. I just think right now we need to have a higher threshold before we make money available for the museum construction. It's not because I don't care or value the museum. There are other people in who value it more than I. I don't value it as much as some. But we have to each weigh that in our own heart, use whatever internal formula you have to decide whether or not it's justified right now. I'd like to get more money put away before we get into that. That's just basically what I'm saying.
So can you answer my question, though?
Are you suggesting a freeze on all appropriations until we reach that amount? And then, as we do reach that amount, all you can spend above that amount. I mean, I'm trying to get clear in my mind. Every time I hear there's been some dollars found, what can we spend?
Well, dollars that are not in retained revenue. Because right now, we don't appropriate the retained revenue fund. It really is deposited automatically at the end of the year after the treasurer's report, not at the end of the year, after the treasurer's reports out what the additional funds are from the previous year after the audit. And that's what makes up the funds in the retained revenue. The other appropriations we do out of the general fund are really from other monies, monies that are part of our annual distribution, our tax commission, the interest income, and other payments we get, say, return from the capital asset improvement fund. We had some almost $1 million from the Ramah Settlement Fund last fall that we made a lot of appropriations from. So
it's spent? Is it spent?
It's for what we ran at $13,000 before this month.
So that was spent. That's my point.
We had a freeze on this period.
There's $1 million and it's gone.
Congresswoman Evans, you got
that. Okay, I was back to the question that I put to you, was how do you anticipate that we're going to be able to do any capital improvement projects if we don't start putting money away at in increments to do that?
Once we accumulate, I'm going to use a number, $12 million, any additional deposits to that retained revenue fund, after that amount is reached, would be available for appropriation for capital projects. How long is that going to be? 3 years?
Okay, so it's your idea that no capital projects will be undertaken for 3 years?
There's always going to be exceptions, like I said. Is the museum fund an exception? Not my opinion. Maybe the opinion of my other colleagues, but not my opinion. War Memorial, is that going to be an exception? We'll have to each voter conscience.
My point is that if that's going to be the trend of the Congress, which would be good to know, then to me, we don't start appropriating $100,000 for a needs assessment or $100,000 for to plan on a $5 million renovation of a bank. I mean, you know, you can look through and see dotted at this session all sorts of maneuvering. This is my priority, this is your priority, this is that priority. And to me, it's not either, shouldn't either be the dollar amount that's involved. It should be a prioritization based on the master plan, where we're going to go next. You know, I've said, I agree that the bank building has got some issues, but you know what? Congress never agreed to buy that bank building and never authorized for it to be bought. So, to my way of thinking, it's got to go on the back burner, because I sit and wait patiently for 10 years to present this. We still owe $4 million on the campus plan loan, right? So, I mean, we don't really have any money, but the little money we do have to continue to spend a million, half a million, 300,000, 250,000 at a time, we will never have enough money to undertake these kinds of projects if we don't start saving a little bit now.
Congresswoman Buffalo Head.
Well, I agree with much of that. My thoughts are, yes, we still owe on the master campus plan, and we have an incredible amount of debt with the expansion and the purchase of Bluestem. I just think that in the back of my mind, I'm thinking about, if these were my finances, if these were mine, and I'm charged with sitting here to make decisions on behalf of the Osage people, that this is where they put me, would I do that with my own finances? And the answer is no. But I'll be real honest, I don't want anyone to be like, you know, I didn't vote for the $100,000 Claremore statue because of things like this. And I'm having a real hard time with the $1 million war memorial, and it's not because I don't love veterans. I was raised by a veteran. But we're talking about the most debt our nation has ever had. We're also talking about gaming numbers not being what they used to be. But yet we're still wanting to spend $100,000 or $1 million or $2.5 million, and I just think that it is very, we're going down a dangerous road, and I'm not in favor of it. I think that now is the time for the next 2-3 years to tap the brakes on our spending, maintain what we have, and work on getting out of the debt that we have accrued. That's whether, and to me, whether it's $1 million or $100,000, $100,000 is a lot of money. We just don't know where gaming is going to go in the next couple of years. We've seen two other tribes expand. One is doing okay. They're not doing as great as what they thought. And I think that we should be conservative when it comes to spending what we have, with all the debt that we have. So.
I agree. How do we get our fellow members to do that? Because you can watch, today you watched a bill go out the door for $500,000.
I can't be responsible for the other members. I can only be responsible for my own vote.
Well, I know, but to me, we got to practice what we preach. And if we're going to put the taps on, well, let's put the taps on. I mean, at the same time, I agree. We have incredible amount of debt now, and yet we didn't try to make sure that any of it's going to be available to get paid back just this morning. We didn't even follow a process. So, I mean, it's frustrating to the point of having to really disclaim almost the entire governmental process because it's resulted in this.
Committee, is there any other comment, questions?
Is it the author's wish for this to set in committee or to go out with a... motion to postpone consideration of ONCA 1740.
Second.
Same with 1743?
Yep. I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? To the call of the chair.
Which probably won't be again, I don't even imagine would be again this session.
All those in favor say, any discussion? All those in favor say, yes.
Yes. Motion to postpone ONCA 1743 to the call of the chair.
Any discussion?
Now, I'm just going to continue to try to find ways to point out where we might be able to cut and save so that one of these days, that building was built in 1920 something. Nobody has thought to want to do anything else with that museum.
A motion and a second on 1743 to postpone 1743. All those in favor, to the call of chair, all those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Opposed say no.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Be your turn.
Thank you. Sorry, I didn't step out.
I thought it was wind.
They thought it was wind, but it's a guy. They're cleaning the gutter on the roof.